John Racanelli is the CEO of the National Aquarium, where a big project is about to get underway. John, tell me what's happening, and I think it's happening to the main tank at the aquarium.
Certainly one of the main exhibits. It's the new exhibit will be called Black Tip Reef, and it's where the wings in the water is now. That's the pool that you see when you first come into our original facility on Pier 3. That will get a complete makeover and become an Indo-Pacific reef that features as its real star denizen, the black tip reef shark, about 14 of them swimming around.
Okay, when will this open?
It'll open in summer of 2013, and so we'll be starting the project. Actually, the work has begun, but we'll be covering up that exhibit and starting the work in September, right after Labor Day. But the aquarium will stay open, and the whole experience will still be available to people. In fact, they'll get to see a little video and some other information about what's going to change there, so that they can come back when the new exhibit opens.
Now, the rest of the exhibits are going to remain open in the interim, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The rest of the aquarium is up and running, and you know, we started something called Dolphin Discovery this spring, and everybody who comes to the aquarium gets to see the dolphins and see them do some kind of a performance or a trainer talk. So we've actually really added access in the last few months, and that will continue.
Now, the tank itself that's being renovated, is this the original tank, and has this been worked on since the aquarium opened 31 years ago?
You know, it really hasn't, Rob. That's the interesting thing. The in-house name for it is the Ray Tray, and it has been a lot of things over the 31 years, but one thing it hasn't been is it hasn't been renovated or refreshed. So it's pretty plain. It's, you know, it's a concrete tank, about 250,000 gallons, with some great acrylic windows looking into it, but no reef work, no drama, not the kinds of things that I think people are used to seeing nowadays in great aquariums. So it needs to be refreshed to catch up with the times, but it also gives us a chance to both use some exciting new technologies and also convey the conservation message that is really a keynote of the National Aquarium.
How much is this all going to cost?
It's $12.5 million. About 2/3 of that is going to come, or already has come, from our operations and private fundraising, which continues. And then about 1/3 of that is from State of Maryland and City of Baltimore support.
How's the attendance been at the aquarium this summer? I know you've had a lot of hot weather. I mean, has that brought people down to the aquarium, or has that kept people away?
It's up a few percentage points, about 5% for the year against last year. And interestingly, our attendance in the first 3 months of the year was much higher than in the past. And we think really part of what that was, obviously, the great weather. And I think a lot of our summer visits probably moved into the spring. So it's been about flat since June.
In terms of the renovations, I guess some of the creatures, Calypso, the big turtle, people aren't going to be able to see during the renovation. Is that correct?
That is true. Calypso, our amazing three-flippered turtle, will be off exhibit for about a month. So she's going to be vacationing at our animal care center in Fells Point.
So it's not that far of a trip for Calypso.
Yeah, exactly. Her native brethren are used to a much longer migration than a mile and a half down to Fells. But we're not going to let her do anything down there. No bar hopping, no visits to the Thames Street Oyster House.
And because she's a turtle, she moves slowly. So that's, that's that. Are any other animals going to be relocated? And will people be able to see them at another location? Or are they just going to be relocated and will return to the aquarium once things are done?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, we have two zebra sharks in there, Zach and Zoe. They are going to come back along with Calypso to the Black Tip Reef exhibit because those are all species that are found in the South Pacific. And then we have a number of others that are going to our Atlantic Coral Reef exhibit, the bonnethead sharks, the hogfish, several of the tarpon, and then our gang of Kaunos stingrays. We have a little school of them, and some of our other stingrays, the small rough-tail stingray, and a couple of the barracuda are going to other aquariums, Georgia and South Carolina, and I believe the Tennessee Aquarium.
Okay, and this big project is going to be completed by next summer. You're hoping to have it done by Memorial Day of next year or later in the summer?
You know, what I've told the team is I'd really like to make sure that we have it up and running for World Ocean Day, and that's June 8th. So you can say you heard it first on WBAL that's our target date, and provided we don't find any skeletons in the closet, we should be able to get that thing done in time for that date.
And I know we have some pictures of what it's going to look like when it's completed, and we'll have those for you at WBAL.com. John Racanelli of the National Aquarium, thanks for joining us.